Right now, we say hello to Philip Forsberg, forward for the Nashville Predators. Phil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Obviously, not the result you wanted last night, but let's kind of look at it more big picture. Three games in, I know you guys haven't found the win column yet, but it to me, it still seems early, and I watch you guys, and I see good things. It's just maybe a tick off here or there. Once that comes together, I think you're going to be fine. What do you see on the ice?
Yeah, I agree. Last night maybe wasn't – yeah, last night was obviously the worst of the three. And there was a little sloppy. Some of the details were obviously off and came up a lot of odd man rushes going the other way. But I think the Dallas game, we were better. You know, there was a period of 10-15 minutes in the second period when they got all their goals. But in the first and the third, I thought we dominated and should have won. And Detroit, obviously, we had tons of chances and just didn't capitalize on that. So I think there's certainly good things, but definitely things that we need to tighten up as well.
I think sometimes fans will look at, you know, the shots on goal and kind of get caught up in that stat. You know, you're obviously one of those guys that's shooting the puck whenever it hits your stick, just about. But what is, in your mind, a quality shot? Like, if you go back and you watch the tape of yourself, what is it that you're looking for that would be a quality shot on net?
I mean, it's situational, obviously. There's, anytime you're inside the house, so to speak, inside the dots, you know, that's clearly a quality shot. And sometimes it's all about shooting with screen. I mean, even the goal when Chasey scored last night, it wasn't necessarily a quality shot. It's from the blue line, but we had two guys right in front of the net, you know, so that causes confusion for everyone, and he was able to get the rebound. So I think that's it's definitely situational. But I think, like I said, anytime you're inside the house, it's all about pulling that trigger. And I think that's something we can do a little bit better going forward.
We're talking to Philip Forsberg on the Chase and McJoe Show. You know, Philip, I think sometimes people lose sight of the NHL is so good from top to bottom that, you know, there are no guarantees, right? And when you play a hockey game, I mean, Seattle comes in here, they might be limping or this or that, but there are no guarantees. Am I right about this?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, it's definitely like that, and especially early on too. I mean, everybody's trying to find their game, and it's, like I said, early on in the season, and like I said, you're absolutely right at that. There's anyone that comes in can beat anyone any night, you know, and that's what's cool with our league, that it's so high quality through two and through.
Yeah, you know, we talk, you know, like, oh, you guys are 0-3. What's going down there? You know, and the fans, we like to panic and everything. But I guess calm and then get back on the ice today is kind of the mood and the way to do things, correct?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously, like I said, we would have loved to be 3-0. Don't get me wrong, rather than 0-3. But at the same time, it's about the process a little bit more than the results. And like I said, I thought the first two games were correct. You know, we did a lot of good things right, but then last night I think we let a few things slip and obviously pay the price for it, you know. So I think that's sometimes it's good for it to happen and kind of learn the lesson quick. And like you said, we just got to get back on it today. Good test tomorrow against, you know, one of the best teams in the league and with the Oilers. And we're excited about that.
So last night they Philip Forsberg is with us. They put a graphic up, 700 games in the NHL for you. And I kind of took a step back and I was like, really? It's been that many? Because I remember your first game, you know, when you came up for those five games after the trade or whatever it was. And obviously you've come a long way since those days, Philip. How did it feel suiting up for 700 NHL games?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's definitely gone by quick, and obviously missed a bunch of games too. So it could have been an even bigger number. But at the same time, if I didn't miss those games, maybe something else would happen. You know, so everything happens for a reason. And yeah, obviously 700 is something that I clearly would have taken when I came in there. You know, back in 2013, played my first one. So it's definitely something that I'll look back to one day and be proud of, and hopefully we got many more to come.
Is it a little more special for you now that you have a son and Felix that obviously he doesn't really know what's going on yet, but he will, getting to watch his dad play hockey? Does that add a little something to it?
Yeah, definitely. It obviously puts everything into perspective a little bit more. The things that were very important when I played game, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are certainly not as important anymore when you play game 700. Obviously, everything there's certain things in life that definitely are a little more prioritized now. But it's been cool. It's been a cool journey to kind of grow up in this league. And obviously, it'll be cool to see him grow up, hopefully through, like you said, many more of my games as well.
I know it was cool, probably your life, walking down the aisle to marry your wife, but what was it like carrying your boy on the gold carpet last week for opening day?
It was great. It was really cool. He was a little shell-shocked first when the crowd started cheering, but he settled in pretty quick, and I thought he had fun. Obviously, like you said, he probably won't remember too much, but I certainly will remember it all, and obviously there'll be tons of pictures to show him when he grows up, and I loved it. I thought it was really, really special.
You know, he'll grow up, he'll idolize you, of course, being his dad. He'll idolize another player. Who did you idolize growing up?
Peter Forsberg was my favorite player, and obviously I think it started with the name, and then I realized the older I got, the more I realized how good of a special of a player he was, and that's somebody that I try to model my game a lot of coming up, and I feel like I did some things that he did really well, but certainly there are things that I wish I could do it better.
Talking with Philip Forsberg, Predators forward, they're back in action tomorrow against Edmonton. Steven Stamkos, how cool has that been to play with him? I know Andrew Brunette shuffled the lines a little bit last night during the game, so you guys were out there together and on the power play. What are maybe some things you've learned from him in such a short amount of time?
I think it's been great. And obviously, we've seen him firsthand through all those years in Tampa how good of a player he is. But what's been even cooler is just having him around in the locker room and seeing how good of a person he is as well. Because I heard, you hear things. We had a few guys with obviously Shen and Brian McDonough and a couple of guys that played in Tampa with him, and you hear, great stories about him. But then you experience firsthand. It's been really cool just to see the leader and the person he is. You know, he comes in every day, brightens the room up. You know, works his butt off every day in practice, and he's got almost 1,200 games and I don't know how many goals, but probably close to 600 goals. In this league, and it's pretty special to see that firsthand, and then like you said, being able to play together last night for a little bit, it's cool. It's somebody that I looked up to coming into this league, and even to this day still try to watch and learn as much as I can from in practice as well.
All right, that's very cool. Last question has nothing to do with hockey. Your little guy at 2 o'clock in the morning is up and crying. Who's getting up?
I want to say it's me, but I'd be lying to you guys. Especially now. I should say, like, obviously we timed it pretty well with him him coming right as the season ended last year, but so I at least played my part a lot more in the summer than I will going forward, to be honest. But Erin is great. She understands obviously that sleep is important for the both of us, and to be completely honest with you, Felix has been really good at sleeping too, so I hopefully, knock on wood, that doesn't change.
Oh, that's
so
great. I'm telling you. You've scored
all three of us can get some sleep.
Well, you've scored a million goals, but I'm telling you, when your son takes those first steps and starts walking, your life will change in so many ways. But it's a beautiful change. I'm telling you, Philip, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm ready for that yet. I like he's sitting in his spot now and starting to sit by himself soon here. So it's obviously going to be awesome when it happens. But I kind of enjoy him not being on the move yet, to be honest.
Good.
Very, very cool. Phil, appreciate the time as always, my friend. And good luck tomorrow night against Edmonton.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Philip Forsberg joining us here on the program. We will have a star Predators player every Wednesday around this time, 9:05, give or take, and the Predators back in action against Edmonton tomorrow.